Okay, I know what you're thinking right about now. What about onions? Yes, we're switching gears. Our Kathy Gunn says if you've got nothing else in your kitchen, you should have an onion. First, it makes you look like you know what you're doing. But even if you don't, the onion can make you a star. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst joins us with several onion dishes. They look spectacular. They make such an impression, and they're easy.
They are easy. Yeah. And I love when you said having an onion on the shelf, even if it makes you look like a good cook. But you can be a good cook without a whole lot of effort. And onions, they're like always there, always taken for granted. And you just sort of think of them as being, I don't know, not that important in a dish, but they are. The great Julia Child said, and I quote, "It's hard to imagine a civilization without onions."
She was always right.
She was always right. Every soup, every stew, almost every sauce starts with it, whether you are in Italy, Spain, West Africa, Southeast Asia, you will find an onion at the very least at the base of almost every dish. First of all, they're cheap. They're year-round. You can get them fresh all winter. They have a ton of flavor, and they are completely different depending on what state they're in. And by state, I mean if you eat a raw onion, you have one experience. If you eat an onion that's been caramelized slowly over a low heat in olive oil for an hour, it is a sweet sensation that couldn't be more different than a raw onion. So I love its versatility in the single ingredient. Mm-hmm. It's also, of course, part of what cooks refer to as the Holy Trinity in Cajun cooking and much of the cooking of the regional cuisine of Louisiana. In French cooking, there's the mirepoix, which is celery, onions, and carrots, the base of every sauce and soup.
It's wonderful. And speaking of soup, let's just make an onion soup. You've got one here. It's a classic.
I do. It is the French classic. And I have to say, Robin, I did everything from scratch, because I'm me, because this is what I do. So that means that I went to my local butcher and I bought local beef bones and I roasted them with some onions and carrots and I threw them in a pot and covered them with water and made a spectacular beef stock. Do you have to do that? No, you don't have to do that. You can use canned beef stock, chicken stock. You could also use vegetable stock. But the classic is with the beef stock, and the beef flavor matches the onion flavor. Then I took pounds of onions, very thinly sliced, lots of different onions, and caramelized them. So this would be a good time to really define that.
Yeah.
Onions and root vegetables have natural sugars in them. When you thinly slice an onion and cook it very slowly in some olive oil or oil, the sugars come out. They get really soft and slippery, and they are exquisite. So that is the base of the onion soup. Now, in a Parisian or a French cafe, there'd be a big piece of bread on top, and it would be smothered with cheese. And that always turned me off a little bit because it's so heavy. So I did a thin croûte with some Parmesan or Gruyere cheese. It's just a piece of bread that I've toasted, but it's not gigantic and it doesn't take up the whole soup. The soup is made from red onions and yellow onions, and you get a variety of different flavors, and they just add so much flavor to this soup.
Terrific. Because onions run from the savory to the sweet.
Exactly. There are so many varieties, and the fact is that there are so many different types of onions. Really briefly, there are the yellow onions, which are the ones you find in supermarkets. They're sweet, but they're also a little bit sharp. There's red onions, which have a great flavor, wonderful for pickling. There's sweet Vidalias and Walla Walla and Maui onions, which are known for their sweetness. People have been known to take a bite of these sweet varieties like an apple. Not me, thank you. Shallots. Shallots are very sophisticated. They have a mild onion flavor, and they're great in French vinaigrettes and sauces. And then maybe the most elegant of all are leeks. I'm a huge fan of leeks. These are look like a big, large, fat scallion. They're very tender, very sweet, and very, very subtle. The thing about onions, for the most part, they're completely interchangeable. If you have a lot of yellow onions, but something calls for a red onion, it's going to have a different color, but the flavor is going to be there.
Pretty much the same.
Speaking of varieties, do you remember the great dip of your childhood? You sprinkled that dehydrated onion packet into a bowl of sour cream.
Yeah, you rip open the packet, maybe a can of Campbell's condensed soup of some sort.
Well, this was actually the Lipton's onion soup mix. And as a kid, when that stuff came out, I would rather eat that than an ice cream cone. And I thought, what if you made it from scratch? Because
Gear
this
you.
Is how I think.
Okay.
So this uses five different types of onions. We've got red onions, Vidalia, the sweet ones, garlic, which is also an allium and a member of the onion family, leeks and shallots.
And potato chips.
Well, we're getting to the potato chips. So you cook the onions for like 45 minutes to an hour. Then you add balsamic vinegar, which adds this tart sweetness. And then you put it into your food processor with sour cream and you put good old-fashioned potato chips around it. And watch out. People love this.
The sweetness is incredible.
It's remarkable.
That's just the balsamic vinegar.
There is no sugar in there. But no, it's also the onions.
I need the onion, right.
Because of that long, slow cooking, you're tasting all that natural sugar.
Wow.
And boy, this would be a great dip to serve virtually at any type of event.
Sorry.
Good sound effect.
Okay. Now we have a tart.
We have a tart. It's a very French-style tart. I made a very simple crust that I added rosemary and thyme to the crust. Again, I caramelized a ton of onions. I added some heavy cream, let it cook down, sprinkled some Parmesan cheese in, baked it for an hour, and you get this soft, rich, satisfying tart that is a main course, really.
Let me just ask you about onions. How do you keep them best so they don't start growing green sprouts?
Yeah, they want to be in a cool, dark spot, ideally a cellar or somewhere where there's a lot of ventilation, but you don't want to refrigerate it. If you've cut an onion and it still has the skin, you can refrigerate it. Once it starts sprouting what looks like a scallion or a long green thing, it means it's starting to go and you have to use it immediately. Or save it for the spring and put it in your garden and plant some new onions.
There you go. We've been talking onions with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guns. This is terrific, and we'll have all the recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
And so sorry for the eating sounds. It's hard.